Hello?
Hello, is this Yakisa?
It is, yes.
Hi, this is Scott with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good, good, thanks. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So I got the application that you submitted to us online here. I'm the representative who's assigned to help you out here. I just wanted to just go through, ask you a couple of questions here. And looking at this, you are 60% owner there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Tell me a little bit more about your business.
Well, the business is basically just starting out. I'm trying to at least have 10 stations where the, I guess, the stylist that will be in the salon will actually just pay booth rent. And I do plan on selling products myself. As well. I'm in a pretty good area, as far as, business-wise, the location.
All right, how long have you been open now?
It hasn't quite been a year, more like possibly about 6 months.
About 6 months, okay.
Yeah, but I've had the building for close to a year.
Okay. All right, how many stations do you have right now?
Right now, just two stations.
Okay. So you're looking to add 10 additional stations or get it up to 10 total?
10 additional stations.
Okay.
Well, no, let me correct that.
Okay.
Let me correct that. It's actually nine. Nine total.
Nine. Add nine or get to nine total?
At nine.
Add nine. Okay. All right. And then what's the, have you broken down the cost, per station? What all's involved with each station? I saw there's a little bit of a list there online of some of the things you'd be looking at.
As far as like the styling chair, of course the station, mirrors, also, I'll supply the towels for the stylist as well. But I'm just gonna get those, that'll be out of pocket. Trolleys, to have by, so they'll have that by the station for extra, storage or for supplies if needed. Yeah, so just pretty much just the basic, salon equipment, shampoo bowl, chairs. And a receptionist desk.
So you'll need, so as far as chairs, you'd need to add nine more. Do you have like a wash bowl per each station, or is there like a separate wash bowl setup area?
There's actually a separate room, and it's only set up, so I'll just need the two bowls.
Just two bowls, okay.
And the two chairs, of course, shampoo chairs.
Okay. All right. What's the total equipment cost for the start there with the wash station, like the for the wash bowls and the chairs?
Give me just a moment. I have to pull it up here.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay, a moment. I don't know why my computer's on this.
That's okay.
Sorry for the delay.
And do you do, while you're looking across the desk, a few more questions. Do you do, primarily women's hair? Do you do women's and men's, both?
Women, men's, and kids.
Mm-hmm. And do you have both, you have the two stations right now, are they both staffed right now?
They are, yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a few, a few potential stylists in line to, once you get the other stations up and running, you'd be able to fill those spots pretty quickly?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I've already basically put out a ad and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I've had pretty much, I know for sure, so far 7 that will be filled. They're just waiting for me to get the additional equipment. Okay, so with the shampoo bowl chair, and it comes out to $736.
$736, and that's just for the wash station, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you, and for the actual stations, for the stylist, did you break it down? Do you have a breakdown, like, per station, what the cost is to add? Or even just, like, a total cost, I guess. It's easiest dividing by 9, then.
Yeah, let's see here. It would be $180 for each station.
Okay, $180 per station. Uh-huh. Okay, so then for the total stations you'd be looking at, so that'd be $180.
Like $1,620.
Okay. Thanks, my calculator was out of reach. That's a little too late in the day to try to do that in my head.
Okay.
So we've got the 9 stations there, the wash station. What else were you looking to do right now?
The total for the what I gave you, that was just for the shampoo, but for the stations, just the 9, that comes out to, trying to decide if I'm going to go with, if it can fit in, $1,792 for that. And then, of course, I need 3 additional dryers, so it's $507.
507 for the dryers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The $1,792, that was the total for the 9 stations. I want to make sure I've got putting the numbers in the right spot.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else?
We have the mats for the stations, and I'm going to do 2 by the shampoo bowl area.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the anti-fatigue for the shampoo bowl area, because, when stylists were leaning over shampooing the client's hair, it can kind of get uncomfortable. So that would be $459 for 11 mats.
For 11 mats, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I have the 2 children's, booster seats.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes to about $58.
Okay.
And then we have the neck rest for the shampoo bowl area.
Mm-hmm.
Just the back, I wanted to include that. And that would be... $158.
Okay.
And Let's see, there's a trolley and a service tray. That comes to 180 total for those two.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make sure I'm not leaving anything out.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it. The only difference is within the station, because I'll be taking additional measurements. I have someone working in there now. So the only difference I think there would be in the station that I'm actually looking at, there might be a slight difference in the price. Gosh, let me see. Can I get back to the one? I don't know, once the measurements are taken, if I can go with the one that I was originally wanting to get. If I have enough space, but if not, I may just have to go with a different one. I had a second option just in case I couldn't go with the first option.
Okay. All right. And is and everything you're getting, is that all through Sally?
I wanted to do it all through Sally's because I've been comparing prices.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Sally is cheaper. Looks like it'll be more cost efficient to do it through Sally's.
Okay. Okay, so
only concern, yeah. It'll be through Sally's.
Yeah, just kind of adding everything up here real quick. I did manage to reach my calculator.
Okay.
So it looks like that's, you know, the total of everything you listed off to me is just a, I added up 3,890. Does that sound about right, or did I miss something?
Make sure.
Let me
see. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And then what's, and you said you're planning on then just charging rent for the stations. Is it just a straight flat fee for rent, or is it, you know, based at all on the customers they bring in, the amount of, you know, sales they're bringing in?
It would just be a flat fee for the rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you planning on charging for that?
The 180. So you were asking if there was anything additional, like if they would receive a discount for bringing in more customers, is that what?
Oh, no, I was just curious if it was like, if you were just charging a flat fee, or if it was like a percentage of sales they brought in.
Commission, like if they sold anything. No.
Okay.
Not at this time. It could change later, but not at this time.
Okay, and is that weekly, monthly?
The 180 is weekly.
Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I think it was when you said the 180 earlier. I think I was confused. I thought that's what you said, that the cost for the materials per station was going to be.
Oh no, that's what I thought you were asking me. How much? Oh, you know what? I misunderstood your question. Now that you said it again, you said the cost per station, and I was thinking you were saying the cost per, you know, that I was going to charge a stylist for each station.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that sounded a little low. I thought maybe you were getting a super hookup there for Sally.
I was taking a class in a continuing education class, and well, I was about to start it, and I was just reading over, and I was like, oh, gosh, 5 hour class, trying to get my mindset for it.
Okay, so what's the total equipment cost to get each station set up?
Just for the equipment?
Yeah.
Didn't we go over that?
Was that the 1,792?
Yeah, that was for the station. Just
okay. That's equipment
That's just for the equipment, the station itself.
Okay, that's equipment for
that's
one station.
Yeah, No, no, no. That's for 9.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't include the, that's without the chairs. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Did I put the chairs on here?
Yeah, can I'd imagine the chairs would probably be a little more. That's why I was kind of double checking here.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at my cart and I didn't even add the chairs. Okay, give me just a moment. How did I miss that?
It's I heard it's a new thing in salons. You get your hair cut while you're standing up.
Oh, boy. That would be uncomfortable. That just reminds me of when I had this couple brought their son in for his first haircut. And the dad was holding him, and he just was not having it. He was turning his head, and I tried to give him some candy. And he started to stand up in his father's lap, and then I'm having to just kind of adjust with his movement, and that was very difficult.
Oh, I can imagine. That's got to be, I've done other things. So I through college, I taught a few guitar lessons because I played guitar for a long time and had a few kids to teach, and they were definitely more challenging than dealing with adults, and that's without even sharp objects in my hand.
Yeah, that's what I can imagine. And I was trying not to be nervous, and you know, because I didn't want them to see that I was nervous, but I was really just inside, just like, oh my God, what did you feel? And I kept asking, is that okay? You don't want me to cut off anymore. maybe bring him back once he's calmer or something.
Yeah.
Because he was just paying too much attention. Like, what is going on? Why is this woman touching my hair?
Yeah.
And he had this pretty, pretty long blonde hair. Okay. I'm about to put it in the carton now. In just a moment, and I can give you a total.
Okay.
How's the weather where you're on? You're in
We're in San Diego, and it's been nice. It's actually a little cloudy today, but I mean, I can't complain because it's not cold and there's no snow coming down, so. how's weather in Georgia right now?
We're getting rain. It's cold here.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly because with the rain, we're getting some wind, so.
Yeah. Whereabouts is Stockbridge in Georgia?
It's 75 north, so it's, no. South of Atlanta.
South of Atlanta, okay. Yeah, I had a buddy who lived in, I want to say, I remember it was west of Atlanta, and I want to say it was like Douglasville.
Oh, okay, yeah. Douglasville. Not too far from Six Flags.
Yeah. Okay. While you're working on getting the adding that into the cart and getting the cost, as far as how have sales been so far with the salon?
Really good. Because of it's been really good. I have, and as far as the stylist, you know, I'm really confident that, you know, it's gonna work because a lot of people that I went to school with or that I've worked with previously are wanting to rent a booth in the salon. So sales are great. It's just that without the, you know, not having the additional stations that are needed.
You're limited.
I'm limited to how many, you know, customers we can take daily, you know, weekly and monthly. And it would be even better with the, you know, high demands that we've had as far as requests.
Yeah. Are you at the point, are you having to, you know, turn some people away because you're at capacity already?
Yeah, and I don't, and I, yeah, I definitely am.
Okay.
Okay, so I've added a 2 to cart. I don't think I have background transportation. Okay, I could get total for that. Okay, so the total for the chairs, mm-hmm. Oh gosh, that comes to 2,000. I'm trying to log in here.
So, you know, once you've got station set up, you've got the weekly rents for the station. Does it generate additional income for you as well? Like, let's say somebody, you know, I don't know how much, but let's say somebody pays $60 for a haircut. Does that all go straight to the stylist and then they pay their rent out of that? Or does a portion of the, you know, cost for a haircut go to the salon, a portion to the stylist?
As far as commission salaries, mm-hmm. There will probably be two. I would like to have 2 commission salaries, mm-hmm. And the rest will just be independent salaries. So
okay.
If they're commission salaries, yes, a portion of that would go towards, and it will more or less be like maybe 60-40 or something like that is the idea that I have in mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the commission stylist wouldn't pay the rent for the chair. You would earn your money then off the business that they actually
off
do.
Of the service okay. that they provide.
Okay. So then if somebody's paying the weekly rent for the station, then if somebody comes in and, you know, gets a haircut at $60 for the haircut, that full $60 then goes to the stylist?
If they're an independent stylist,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay. And then you'd look at, like, additional income, of course, like, you know, selling product and
all right.
that sort of thing.
Selling product. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah, definitely selling hair.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very popular right now.
Yeah. Kind of random question here, but I don't know what the styles are like out there in Georgia, but out in California, the man bun thing, do people do that around there too?
What is it called?
The man bun, like guys that have long hair, they're wearing their hair in buns now.
Oh, wow. You know what? I think I've seen maybe 1 or 2 guys that had it in the bun, and I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, it's a little bit more popular out here. So I was just curious if guys were coming and getting like extensions to get longer hair to be able to do man buns.
You know, guys do come in and get extensions because, you know, some guys and really some younger guys, their hair mm-hmm. is starting to thin,
yeah.
Like in the middle or on the hairline is receiving. So yeah, mm-hmm. they're getting extensions. I don't know if you've seen like looked online. There's actually guys that are getting extensions for beards. So those are services that I would like to add.
They want the Duck Dynasty look, but they don't want to wait to grow a 2-foot beard.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I don't think it looks good on, you know.
Yeah.
Work for them. Okay. And just the 2 that I've seen so far, but
mm-hmm.
I hope they don't get carried away with it.
This is California here, so if there's any place where people do get carried away with things, a lot of times it's here.
It would be there.
All right. So what have your monthly revenues been like for the salon so far?
Let's see. I'd say right now we're probably around maybe let me just be closer.
Okay.
More accurate here. Give me one moment. I'll say it's around probably $3,500.
Okay.
Roughly.
Okay. Is it more cash, more credit cards? Do you take credit cards?
No. I don't do credit cards.
Okay.
Just cash.
Right. And do you currently have any loans out for the business?
I don't know.
No, okay. Okay. With the the commission stylus, adding those on, how much do you have an idea what you think that might bring in additional revenue monthly for the salon?
Yeah, let's see here. And I'm just estimating, but if the commission stylist can at least bring in at least $1,480 a week, then I think monthly. Let me change that. Let's say 2,000.
Okay.
I think that will be an additional 4,000 a month.
4,000 a month, total or per stylist?
Per stylist.
Okay.
Did I do that correctly? No, I didn't. That's true stylists. We will share this. Just be
Okay, I think you said first off that it was, what, $1,480 that they potentially could bring in per week in revenue? Per stylist, right?
Well, just to start out, I'll be realistic.
Yeah.
Because depending on the clientele and how many clients they bring in. I would say probably an additional $5,000.
An additional $5,000.
That's with just splitting the $1,480 up between the two salaries, just starting out. Yeah, I would say about an additional 5,000.
Okay. So total for the two stylists, you'd be able to increase revenue by about 5,000 per month.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then you're looking at ideally then 7 stations where you'd rent.
Right.
And that's you said 180 weekly. Okay, so if my math's right there, it looks like it'd be about an additional 5,000 a month in station rent. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'll let you know real quick what we need in some additional financial documents to be able to fully submit the application here. We do need to look at, I'm assuming now there's no tax return done yet for the business since it's only been up and running for 6 months. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So what we need to do is look at your business bank statements for the last 6 months here.
Okay.
And the best way to get those over to me is through email. Who do you bank with?
I bank with Navy Federal, but I haven't set up a business bank account yet.
Okay.
Navy Federal Credit Union.
All right, so the best way to get bank statements over to me is via email. Let me verify what I've got here for your email. Looks like it's, is it y_white@live.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll shoot you an email, that way you've got mine, and then you can get the bank statements back over to me here.
Okay. Well, I do have some questions before
I
send that information over. How does the financing work? I'd like to get a little bit more information about how that works.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
If you could tell me a little bit more about, the company and as far as payment.
Okay. We'll start with a little more about the company. It's so we strictly do business banking. We've been around for about 14 years now. We started doing equipment financing. That's kind of our bread and butter. About 6-7 years ago, we added on this product that we call a working capital loan. It's kind of a newer lending program that's came about a little later on, like after the big recession. A lot of banks stopped lending to small businesses, so we developed this product that's lends based on sales versus net income, and where traditional banks kind of look. So we look at total sales as usually we're able to lend about 10% or so of total sales on a program like that. We do of course have the traditional equipment financing as well. So we got kind of a lot more tools at our disposal to help businesses get the money that they need.
So it could be 10%.
Yeah, that would be on a working capital type loan. An equipment loan is a more more traditional loan. Those are your 2 to 5 year loans. Working capital's kind of an unsecured cash loan. You can use it for whatever you like for the business. Equipment's applies for a specific list of equipment like you have here. And those are, traditional monthly payments. We pay the vendor directly, and then you have a payment plan set up with us. We're going to take a look at everything, see what the, best option we have for you will be. Working capital's, cash loan deposited directly into the account, and, then you then pay the vendor directly.
So I would pay the vendor.
Yeah.
Correctly, so Sally. Okay. What about, the interest rate? Is the interest rate pretty high?
For for equipment, you're looking at a more, you know, traditional rate. It's you know, based a little more on credits. How's your personal credit?
Can you give me roughly like an idea? Because I was wanting to do it. I know the business hasn't been established, but I'm actually, I guess you can say I'm in a stage where I'm actually rebuilding my credit. So it's not bad per se. I guess I'm kind of like in the middle.
Okay. All right. Well,
personal credit.
Yeah. So since equipment finance is a credit-based program, rates are going to be a little more reflective of credits. Are you in, you know, low 600s, high 500s, you know, approximately?
High 500s.
Okay. Well, national average right now is about 680. We have been able to finance people in the high 500s before. You know, you're going to, you know, rates are going to be
6.80 or like 6% or.
You know, I'm not the person that gets the rate. That's the underwriter. So once we have a completed application, we can come back with actual numbers. I don't want to quote you something that's going to steer you wrong, either underquote you or even, you know, overquote you and scare you away as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're not going to scare me. I just like to know what I'm getting into before. Beforehand, because if your company is not the right fit based upon my personal credit, then I may need to find someone else that, you know, will work for me, because I don't want to have a high interest rate where I'm paying probably, you know, I paid for the equipment, you know, three times, you know, over what it's actually worth.
It's gonna be nothing like that.
Because I do want to. Would you require a down payment? That's another question.
We have options. We do actually have programs that have no down payments. You know, people can make down payments. Obviously, the, you know, smaller amount that you finance, the less your payment's gonna be. But we do have options with no down payment.
Okay. And you said you're going to send an email over, right?
Yeah. And, you know, once you, you know, when you submit the documents and, you know, the complete application package, there's no obligation. If, you know, we're going to come back with some options for you, and if it doesn't seem like it's a good fit, you know, we, you know, part ways on good terms, and maybe we're able to look at something else down the line and help you out later on. So there's no obligation to applying. You're not, by sending these, you know, the statements over and stuff, you're not locking yourself into borrowing from us.
Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for that information.
Sure. Did you have any other questions here for me?
So far, I think that's all.
Okay. Let me give you my direct line here real quick. It'll be in my email, but I want you to have it just in case for some reason the email doesn't come through. You can get back in touch with me here.
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you're ready. It's 858.
Okay.
779.
Okay.
0395. Okay. And I'm, you know, I am on the West Coast, but I get in 6:30 in the morning of my time. So.
Okay.
And once you have the email too, of course, any questions, you know, feel free to email me as well.
Definitely, I will.
All right. Well, it was really nice to meet you here today. I will shoot you that email over in just a couple minutes here.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
See you as well.